AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. Max Fried throws seven shutout innings, leading the Atlanta Braves to their Major League best 89th win of the year.
It was definitely kind of a jolt, and really going to try to use this as a springboard, and hopefully, you know, the rest of the season can continue going this way and finish strong and, you know, see what happens in the postseason.
The Braves outlast the Dodgers 6-3. The Mets, Marlins, Padres, Diamondbacks, Pirates, and Brewers were also winners in the National League, while the Cubs and Reds split a doubleheader. Jason Dominguez becomes the youngest player in New York Yankees history to homer in his first career at-bat, going deep off Houston's Justin Verlander. Catcher Austin Wells on his 20-year-old teammate.
You can't write it up any better than that, honestly. I mean, him to go out there and do that and on the first fastball he sees, unbelievable.
The Yankees beat the Astros 6-2, also victorious in the American League, where the Guardians, Twins, Royals, Tigers, Blue Jays, and Athletics. Major League Baseball will not be changing the pitch clock for the postseason. Details from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Following an MLB Executive Council meeting this week, the Commissioner's Office informed the Competition Committee there will be no change. The Competition Committee adopted the clock ahead of the 2023 season, along with restrictions on defensive shifts and larger bases. The average time of a 9-inning game has dropped from 3 hours 4 minutes last year to 2 hours and 39 minutes so far this season, on track to be the fastest since 1984.
And a big day for Americans at the U.S. Open, correspondent Graham Agars reports.
Day 5 of the U.S. Open turned out to be a standout one for American hopes, with four men and Coco Gauff all reaching the fourth round. Gauff was forced to fight for 3 sets before advancing, eventually closing out Belgian Elise Mertens 6-love in the third. American number one Taylor Fritz led the way in men's action. 10th seed Francis Tiafoe moved on after toughing out a 4-set win, and Tommy Paul and Ben Shelton won through to an All-American fourth-round showdown.
Steve Carney, AP Sports.